When you try your best but you don't succeed. When you get what you want but not what you need.
Chris Martin, a member of the British rock group Coldplay, was born on this date in 1977. Coldplay was formed in 1998 at University College London with the pairing of pianist-vocalist Chris Martin and guitarist John Buckland. The band was later filled out with fellow students Guy Berryman on bass and Will Champion, a guitarist who later switched to drums. Coldplay broke into the UK Top 100 in 1999 with the single Brothers and Sisters on the independent Fierce Panda label before signing with major label Parlophone. Later that year, the band released the Blue Room EP to a flurry of glowing reviews. Coldplay's full-length debut, Parachutes, in 2000, sold millions on the strength of Martin's vocals and such singles as The Bittersweet Yellow. Parachutes earned the band its first Grammy Award for Best Alternative Album and paved the way for the more ambitious A Rush of Blood to the Head in 2002. The latter album earned the group two more Grammy Awards, and singles such as Clocks helped drive the band's total album sales over the 20 million mark. Coldplay followed the concert album Live 2003 with X and Y in 2005, a collection of guitar-driven, arena-friendly rock anthems, including the chart-topping single Speed of Sound. Coldplay became the first British group since the Beatles to enter the US charts in the top 10 when this track debuted at number 8. The band's 2008 release, Viva La Vida, topped the charts in the US and the UK, and the album's title track was the number one single on both sides of the Atlantic. That popularity was reflected at the 2009 Grammy Awards ceremony, where the band collected honors for Song of the Year, Best Rock Album, and Best Pop Performance by a group. Lights will guide you. Years ago on this date, Lonnie Glosson died in Searcy just weeks after his 93rd birthday. Glosson popularized the harmonica nationwide and had a hand in several hit songs during a time when radio stations employed harmonica orchestras. After enjoying a radio career playing the harmonica, Glosson delved more into gospel as the years wore on, self-issuing songs such as For Christmas, Give Jesus Your Soul. Nicknamed the Talking Harmonica Man, Glosson toured mainly in schools and continued performing into his 90s. Theodore Seuss Geisel, who wrote and illustrated the popular Dr. Seuss children's books, was born on this date in 1904. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.